Right when Brooke thought she was getting cooler, the Gen Zer stand up and say, "Not so fast, Grandma."
Not today, Brooke.
Here we go again.
Why?
Trying to be an old millennial over here, okay?
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And you might remember about a week or so ago, all the Gen Zers banded together on social media and they announced skinny jeans are no longer cool.
Okay.
They're out.
I'm still having a hard time with this one even. I'm not wearing them today, but
I'm wearing like boyfriend jeans.
Okay, I know, but
God, you jumped on that bandwagon quick, didn't you? I thought we didn't pay you enough to change up your jeans, Alexis.
Well, now that the skinny jeans are out, the Gen Zers have zeroed in on something else that Brooke can't go a single day without doing.
Oh no, what? Is it wine?
I'm talking about using the crying from laughter emoji in text messages. And DMs.
I've already changed it out because laughing tears are bad, but now it's like streams. I'm using the streams crying. That one's okay.
Am I right, Alexis?
You're right, Brooke.
Okay, I've always used both.
That's not what this study says.
No, I mean, it's the one with the tears that's out, Jeffrey.
Apparently, all laughing and crying is not cool. Not Gucci.
Well, what are we doing? Just dead?
If you use that,
you gotta go right to the crypt.
If you ever use any sort of smiling face with tears in it, you are a square bear, according to Gen Zers.
Well, throw me in there, because I use it all the time.
Crying laughing is by far the most used emoji, according to emojitracker.com. It's been at or near the top for at least 4 years, but it's become too mainstream.
Yeah, not cool anymore, what everyone's doing.
When grandparents are doing
it.
Yeah.
That's the issue. Brooke uses it so much.
Oh, my God.
There's a 21-year-old who said she doesn't even know where to find that emoji on her keyboard.
That's how cool she is.
It's so lame.
Whatever.
But now the cool way to show that something is funny is using the skull emoji, which is like saying I'm dead or I'm dying because this is so funny.
What if it's not that funny though? I mean,
you just put one skull, but if it's really funny, it's like five skulls.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like you're really detracting from the skull, because when I say I'm dead, I really mean it.
Yeah.
That's the issue, bro.
It's the same way that people used LOL.
Yeah.
No one was actually laughing out loud, but it was just sort of mediocre funny.
Also, there's just a skull, and then there's a skull and crossbones.
That's true.
Now,
that's
the crossbones true. Behind that's it, true. That's like, I we're always, talking, yeah. we're dead, dead.
Yeah, but if you want to show that you think something's funny, use the skull emoji or some sort of form to show that you're dead from laughter.
Okay.
But speaking of the skull emoji, there was one of those on the box for the shock collar in the warning section.
Uh-oh.
That must mean it's really cool.
Or dangerous.
Yeah.
It's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing. So text into 78592. Tell us what you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last. And I got Jose Sherlock Ganja Bolaños.
Find it.
Yeah, that's right.
I know where this strand came from.
You don't even need Watson.
I don't.
I haven't read that one yet.
Oh, it's a great book. Yeah. I mean, it's only half written.
All right. Jose's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Back in 1946, the Toronto Huskies and the New York Knickerbockers played in the first ever professional basketball game in North America.
Wow.
7,000 people attended the game, but what most knew very little about the sport at the time. What's interesting about this event, other than being the first pro game ever in the region, was that the league also held a special promotion, where if a fan met one certain criteria, you could see the game for free.
Huh.
They only did this once and never again. What was the promotion?
I love talking about old sports promotions.
Because
there's so many that they won't do again because they learned from their mistakes. So I'm assuming it was a bad thing.
It, like all 7,000 people got in for free and they didn't get a charge one ticket.
And it backfired.
My first thought is, you know, since it's right after World War II, it might be a promotion for all the veterans where if you fought in it and you showed your credentials,
military
you
ID.
Could get in for free
That's
to that game.
Good. I like that, but they still do stuff like that all the time.
And I feel like
they do discounts, I know.
They wouldn't be like, well, that was a mistake. God.
Yeah. this guy's in the military, charge him double.
Yeah. I don't think that may be it.
But I think, you know, that's a good thought process.
What if it's something more where it like ruined the experience for everyone? Like if you brought your own seat,
then you could get in for free. And people were bringing really tall chairs and nobody could see behind them. Or
bring your own firecrackers.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's basketball. Never mind.
Yeah,
it's
inside. Yeah, it's not going to work very well.
Just Roman candles.
Let's get the question one more time.
In the first ever North American professional basketball game, the people of Toronto could get into the game for no charge, but only if they met one certain criteria. The league only did this one time and never again. What was the promotion?
People of Toronto. I just feel like if they never did it again, like, what could possibly backfire? Like, you bring your own noisemaker and it was just too loud in there, and you got in for free because they wanted fans. Like, it's the first game, so they want this to be big and exciting, right? Yeah. So they want to encourage people to show up and make it an event.
Yeah, like, not forget. I like that.
Wore jerseys, and so no one could tell who was on the team and who was just a fan on the sidelines.
It's the first game, so how would they know where to get the jerseys?
He did mention that they didn't. Something about them not knowing how the rules of the game were played. I didn't listen very well. maybe it was something to do with that. Like,
I still think it's something to do with hype. Like, you bring your own foam finger and you get in for free.
Bring your own ball, and then everyone just start playing.
Yeah.
Now that's kind of good. Hold on, because it hadn't been invented yet, so you'd probably be really hard to get a basketball.
No, it was invented. It just hadn't gone professional. This is the first professional, so people have been playing basketball.
All right.
It's just the first NBA game.
I don't know if we're really helping you at all here, but we're going to need an answer.
I'm almost onto something. I got to go with the basketball. You bring your own basketball, you get in for free.
Okay.
Back in 1946, the blossoming sport of basketball had yet to reach the popularity it has today, so the promoters of the game found a way to draw more interest with a special promotion. They formed one unique criteria where if you met it, you would get into the game at no cost. And they might have even given you a tryout while they were at it. That's because the promotion for free entry was that you just had to be 6'8" or taller. So marketing and scouting coming together at the same time.
Wow. And that's how Yao Ming was discovered.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
We didn't get that right. Somebody wanted to hear Basketball by Bow Wow.
Oh, yeah. You know remember this song?
It's Bow Wow, not Bow Wow. That was weird.
It's actually Shad Moss now.
Oh, sorry. Is it really? He is right.
Wow. Sure is.
Okay. Yeah, now basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court. Keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game is on. Ow! On and microphone don't rhyme.
It's a stretch. It's a loose rhyme. Very
stretch.
Loose.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.